Our goal, our intent, our vision, and our passion at Roseanne House is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And this morning we're talking about something that has really captivated Jennifer's purpose and passion in life, and she feels absolutely committed to developing an entire resource. And you're reaching out to Foundation for Senior Living, St. Vincent de Paul, going out and getting your own CLIP certification, just everything and all things related to the, what did you call it, the Silver Tsunami?
Silver Tsunami.
Silver Tsunami. And it's coming.
It's coming.
It's 400 people an hour, turn 65, 10,000 people a day.
300,000 a month.
Four million a year. So it is coming. And I was recently in Minneapolis at a housing summit, and they said, listen, all you remodelers, there's two things you need to know. You've got this aging baby boomer population that generally has disposable income and wants to do something to their house, or you've got the younger generation just barely moving out of the parents' house that have no money.
Roman came in to tell us, one lady said that,
what if you outlive your children?
Yeah. And then there was one other thing
you don't even want to think about.
Right.
No. And then also the challenge of not being able to hear them. Well, maybe we can talk about solutions.
Huh?
I almost fell for it, Roman.
Let's give Mrs. Donna Taylor, who is the Chief Operating Officer of LifeStream Complete Senior Living Facilities, an opportunity to tell us a little bit about what you've been sharing your expertise here. Tell us a little bit about where you work.
LifeStream Complete Senior Living. We've been in the Valley for 40 years. We were formerly called Arizona Baptist Retirement Centers. We did not change ownership or anything like that. We're actually a nonprofit organization and faith-based that provides senior housing and services here in the Valley. We have four locations, primarily on the west side, but we have one in Northeast Phoenix, one in Glendale, one in Surprise, and one in Youngtown, Sun City. And we have a passion for enriching the lives of seniors by providing compassionate care and community for them.
That's awesome. And what would you like the listeners' takeaways to be?
Have a plan, communicate a plan, and if you need it, bring alongside a trusted advisor who can help you make wise decisions and honor choice.
Don't ever give up your passions or your purpose, wherever you are, wherever you go. LifeStreamLiving.com. There you go. Mrs. Donna Taylor, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your personal time on a weekend to come in and join us to share your expertise.
Thanks so much for having me.
Rosie on the House on your Saturday morning. And if you are listening to the show or looking for something to do, I've got the place for you to go. It's the Saba Home Show in Tucson, especially if you're looking to remodel or redesign, or are you just looking to get out of the house? And Jennifer Bailey, Home Show Director, it's about ready to open up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're getting excited.
Quickly, what will you find at the home show this year that people will go, ooh, ah?
Well, there's so much. It's hard to say, but Tucson Electric Power will be out here with their trees. We've got animal experts talking about how to keep your home safe from snakes, rattlesnakes, pack rats. We've got Mr. Nature on Saturday morning with the kids singing and face painting. And you can learn how to paint your own furniture and remodel a bathroom. So there's a lot going on.
So you need to get out to the home show. Now it's opening up in just a few minutes, 10 o'clock to 6, and tomorrow as well.
10 to 6 tomorrow and Sunday 10 to 5. You can go to our website, sabahomeshow.com, for all the details.
And look for our own Rosebud, Susan. She's got the Rosie on the House booth. Stop by and say hi to her. Thanks, Jennifer. I hope you have a great big home show.
Thank you.
That's Jennifer Bailey, the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association's Home and Patio Show this weekend. In fact, opening up in just a few minutes at the Tucson Convention Center. They'll also be open tomorrow. And coming up in the next hour, for the month of April, with your home maintenance calendar that I'm sure you have, every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour, we do a deep dive into the topic of the month. And this month, it's all about staying cool. So for the first Saturday in April, Romy's going to be talking to Phoenix Manufacturing. Phoenix Manufacturing makes evaporative coolers that are not your grandfather's. No, not at all. How about an evaporative cooler that you can have on your patio that has an ice chest on the top to keep your drinks cold? So, coming up in the next hour, it's Phoenix Manufacturing talking evap coolers with Romy. Our Arizona staycation from Sanderson Ford. You can register now for our next one. We're sending you to Snowflake, Arizona, and here's how it works. Sanderson Ford, kind enough to open up the lot and say, pick the car out you want for the weekend, it's yours. So you'll get a chance to drive up, and you'll stay at the Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast in Snowflake. We'll also throw in some goodies like a Visa gift card, so you'll have some gas money. Arizona Highways has been kind enough to give us a swag bag full of books and hiking trails that you could use. And My Popcorn Kitchen has also a gift basket. Nothing beats popcorn on a nice day. Mm. So that's where you're going to be going. This is the next Arizona staycation you can register for now to Snowflake at rosieonthehouse.com. Look under the staycation tab. There's a registration form on the right. You fill it out, and I'll keep my fingers crossed that you win that next Arizona staycation from Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the House.